Christopher Nolan's Interstellar and other news. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBoto. And as promised, not only are we back, but the old school Sci-Fi Christian is back.
It is.
The schedule is back.
Wow.
The A squad is back.
I said, don't call
I didn't call anyone the B. I didn't make any reference to the B squad except by implication.
So we're doing news in this episode. So we've started a new thing today.
Yeah.
Because I got kind of tired of saying it's time for Sci-Fi News for every news episode.
It was clever the first time.
Yeah. And I wanted people to get an idea of what maybe the main event news is. So we're going to hit, at the beginning here, we're going to hit a few of the biggest news items of the day.
Yeah.
Or of the week. Sorry, 7-day period.
Yeah. You know, we talked about doing this last week when we decided we were going to go back to weekly recording.
Mm-hmm.
And
still separating them out, so it's still its own episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Although you do have some listener feedback for the main topic.
So we'll have two episodes a week now, right?
Yeah, is that two, at minimum.
Minimum. Well, two would get you to 100 this year.
That's good math. Yeah, that's good math, Ben.
Yeah, yeah. So I think two a week is good. We don't want to overwhelm our listeners
but
with too much of us.
What about Kobe and Daniel?
They can come in sometimes with us. We can have them on.
Because you know right now I kind of have two teams. I'm not like
the A squad and B squad.
Not lettered. It's just I have me and you and me and them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like it's like a different flavor.
It is.
And as we know from Andre last week, he specifically said he likes that flavor
better.
I've
made it my mission to win over Andre.
But you call him out. Oh, I just realized what we're referencing, I haven't even played yet because I was going to stick it at the end of the next listener feedback episode.
So that can be
maybe it's just
put it at the end of this one.
I'll put it at the end of our main topic because on the main topic this week, we'll do the main topic, then we'll do your listener feedback. And then we recorded a listener feedback last week, but I haven't put it on anything yet. So watch for it in the next episode, which will be, where are we at? This is 107. So 106, 108. 108 next week.
Episode. Well, no, I mean, we could have Daniel on sometimes. And Corey could maybe send something in and we could read it.
Dude, it's Cody.
Right, right. That's right.
Cody.
I just always forget that. So Cody could send something in and we could read it. And that might be a little better. That way he has a chance to think it through first and everything.
So let's go to the main news item of the day. So here's how we did it. We both came up with all the news that we wanted to talk about. Then we said, propose your main topic. And we proposed the same one.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan is going to write the script for this movie called Interstellar.
No.
Well, he's rewriting it.
Jonathan Nolan wrote it.
Oh.
His brother wrote it.
Christopher Nolan is rewriting it to incorporate his own ideas into it.
And then he's going to direct it.
And he's going to direct it.
Which is fantastic, because I'd much rather have, you know, it was originally Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg.
And, you know, he's okay, but he's a very different director than the Nolan brothers, so let's keep it in-house, Nolan's.
You know, Jonathan Nolan wrote this, like, years ago, I heard. It's not a new movie. So it's probably been on their brains for a while. So it's interesting because you can imagine the brothers would talk about it at different get-togethers. And the movie's going to come out. And so I wonder if eventually Christopher Nolan's like, hey, I know how we can get this made. I'll direct it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, those two are like the best when they're working together, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I think one of the only times Christopher Nolan hasn't directed something where Jonathan Nolan had a hand in it was Insomnia, which was a good movie, but probably his weakest. The ones he's done. I think Jonathan Nolan's been involved at some level in the scripting of all the others.
Yeah. I remember Insomnia. It didn't blow me away, but I thought it was all right.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's just not, you know, it's not Dark Knight or anything.
So give us what you know about Interstellar, and then I will just read a quick description I found.
Well, I know that Spielberg had kind of described it as the E.T. of this generation, which had me a little worried.
I don't love E.T., do you?
I know. I think people like it for nostalgic reasons.
Kind of like Super 8, how we hated that.
Oh, that was a terrible movie.
I know,
I still hear people like, oh, I love Super 8.
I just heard, Benedict Cumberbatch just said
I thought you were talking about the Pope there for a second. The Pope's a big fan of Super 8.
No, Sherlock.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
he really likes Super 8.
Yeah, I think I read that same quote. Yeah.
So
cool. We're back to being so insane.
I know.
With the news and
I know. It's awesome. Okay, so here's what I've got. Details.
Take that. See, Andre? Andre, I just want to point this out to you, that look at how nice, smooth flowing this is when Matt and I are in sync and we're thinking of the same things. Just makes for great radio. So that's a little note for you, Andre. Just something to keep in mind.
Hey, shout out to Andre. Hope you're doing good.
Shout out to Andre. I'm going to convert Andre to Team Ben.
Yeah. Okay, details on the film are understandably under wraps, but the story is inspired by the work of physicist Kip Thorne, and it involves a group of explorers. This is awesome. Traveling through a wormhole where they encounter time travel and alternate dimensions. It's as if this movie was made for me. Yeah. My favorite director.
Yeah.
My favorite two themes in sci-fi.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
Now they just need to... Who's your favorite actor?
Matt Damon.
Oh.
If Matt Damon was in it.
Matt Damon's okay, but he's not like an amazing actor.
But he's so pretty.
Oh, that's a little weird.
They should just cat Denzel. Denzel Washington.
No, I was thinking. I think Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch should just be cast in every sci-fi thing from now on.
Probably my top two favorites right now.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Ryan Strallo?
Ryan Strallo. From Ryan Strallo Studios.
Hey, do you want to be on the show?
Not at all.
How do you feel about Christopher Nolan?
I don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is. He says and walks away. So not
that's our patron, though.
Not a fan of the sci-fi Christian.
Yeah.
Ryan Strallo.
Yeah.
Yes. Matt Damon and Denzel will be my top two. Who are you top two right now?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, at the moment, like of all time, I don't know. That takes some time.
Well, then who would you want to be in this? Just name somebody.
I just said Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman. I'm just enjoying watching them so much, and I think that, the more nerdy things they can be in, the more their legend will grow.
Here's the weird thing about Steven Spielberg dropping out of this.
But it will probably be Christian Bale and Michael Caine.
Oh. Yeah, just think. Yeah. Actually, all we have to do is look back at what actors have been in his previous movies.
Exactly.
And then
Joseph Gordon-Levitt making a cameo.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I bet Michael Caine will be in it for sure. Actually, no, all kidding aside, he's in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. I was only half kidding there.
Leonardo DiCaprio? That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
What is Guy Pearce making a comeback to Nolan movies? Because he was supposed to be in Dark Knight, the original. He was going to play Two-Face. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
I was starting to say about Steven Spielberg. So he dropped out of Interstellar. He also has postponed the making of a movie that I listened to the audiobook for, Robopocalypse.
Yeah, and you kind of liked the audiobook.
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
So.
You enjoyed it more than The Hobbit.
Yeah, I did actually enjoy it more than The Hobbit. I know it's weird. But I enjoyed the movie more than I think I'll enjoy the movie of Robopocalypse.
Yeah.
So at first, they were saying that this movie, Robopocalypse, was going to be indefinitely delayed. And now Spielberg's saying, no, don't worry. Just push it back like 6 to 8 months. Do you know who?
We'll see.
Do you know which actors are supposed to be in it?
No.
Anne Hathaway and Christopher Hemsworth.
Yeah. I like.
Do you know them?
Yeah.
Thor and Catwoman.
Yeah, I like Anne Hathaway. I don't know about Christopher Hemsworth yet. The jury is out.
Hey, can we talk about Les Mis?
Yeah.
I saw it.
Did you like
it? On Friday.
Yeah, and you've seen the play.
Yeah, seen the musical. I've played the music in high school marching band.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I loved this movie so much.
It was so good.
Give us what your star rating on Les Mis.
Oh, 5 stars.
5 for sure.
Yeah.
High five.
Definitely one of the best movies of the year. And Anne Hathaway better get an Oscar for it. She was so good.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman was awesome. She was awesome. Russell Crowe was okay.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. His voice is kind of weird.
Yeah, he wasn't as good as the others. But he, like, I think if it had not been, it was the singing that was the problem for him, which was most of the movie, so that was unfortunate.
Yeah. What's your favorite Les Mis song?
Ooh.
I've got one. I just want to know.
One Day More.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Mine is On My Own.
Oh.
I love it. Because I walk down streets. And
you're by yourself.
Everywhere I go, it does feel like the streets are full of strangers.
Yeah, well, they are. That's not just a feeling you're having. That's actually happening.
Okay, your turn.
For
news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, forgot. We're doing the news episode.
Right.
So that's cool.
Now, this is not sci-fi specific, but I thought it was a good one, so I would pull it out because it's a movie that I believe we've both seen. You saw Argo.
No.
You did not see Argo.
I want to. I know it's like the best movie of the year.
Yeah,
I want to see it.
And it does have some sci-fi tie-ins, of course.
Cool, with Lord of Light.
Yeah.
Yep.
Iran is developing its own cinematic response to Argo.
You're kidding.
No.
Wait, is this... Would this qualify for...
Take that, science!
Take that, science!
Well, I don't know, because I think it would be more like, take that, history.
Take that, America!
Take that, America! Yeah. Yeah, so Iran, obviously... they're not the nicest people. I mean, I'm sure that average Iranian's a great person, but the regime in charge over there is not the greatest people in the world. And they weren't a fan of the movie.
I wonder why.
I don't know. So they claim that there's horrible historical inaccuracies in it, so mm-hmm. they're going to make their own version of Argo. I don't know if it's about the events in Argo specifically, but it's going to be centered around the Iranian hostage crisis.
Do you think they'll be like, they'll put them up in these nice hotels, and the whole movie will just be them all chilling, playing games, watching TV?
That's kind of like, I'm guessing.
It's been fine. Everything's
fine.
We love
you, Americans.
Yeah, everything's fine. Take that history.
Take that science. And then they'll have Ben Affleck as a terrorist who will come in and steal them away from their lovely paradise.
Yeah, and Ben Affleck is like the villain.
Yeah. So check for that in your local Iranian cinema. No word on an American distribution deal yet.
They have to.
But remakes coming faster and faster these days. Oh. And, we're used to the U.S. remaking like Japanese horror movies.
Yeah, it's fair is fair.
Yeah, fair is fair. So this is the Iranian Argo.
Breaking news today, the 14th of January, 2013, we found out more details on Zack Snyder's involvement in Star Wars and the Star Wars universe.
Now, I've been at school all day, so I only read the headline, so I want you to fill me in on what I already know is news I'm going to hate.
Yes. But
go ahead.
Okay. So basically, he's not going to be involved in Episode 7.
Uh-huh.
As we've talked about on the show, Star Wars is going to have some standalone movies in the universe. So there's this movie that he's going to be working on that is basically influenced by this movie called Seven Samurai, or maybe Seven Samurais, I don't know. But in America, it was remade as The Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
And I've also heard that the story in Bug's Life was the same story from Seven Samurai. And so now they're doing it Star Wars style. Yeah, and so
Bug's Life is the only one of those I've seen.
So I haven't seen Bug's Life. Is there something where there's like a group that has to go out?
I don't know. It's been a long time. I didn't like Bug's Life very much.
I still haven't seen that. I want to, though. But do you want me to read you the description of Seven Samurai?
No, I mean, it's I'm basically seven samurais who go do things.
Here, Seven Samurai tells the tale of a small farm town in 16th century Japan that's routinely pillaged by bandits. Fed up with this annual shakedown, its farmers retained the services of seven masterless samurai to defend their harvest.
This is I'm sure it's a great movie. It does not need to be remade as a Star Wars movie.
George Lucas has cited this as one of his favorite films. He was quoted as saying, "It's a brilliant, brilliant film, and every time I see it, I can't believe the magic mixture of a great story and great acting and humor and action and suspense. Wonderful cinema. The art of moving pictures is on every frame of this movie."
That's true of every movie.
The art of moving pictures is on every frame of this movie.
Yes.
We should quote him. I'm going to make that one of my favorite quotes.
That is an amazing quote.
Yeah. So what people are speculating is it's going to be seven Jedi.
Yeah. Well, that's obvious.
They're going to go out. So it happens. So this takes place relatively soon after Episode 6, but far enough in the future where there can be seven Jedi, because as you know, there's only two by the end of Episode 6. So, I don't know. What do you think about this?
I think it's a terrible idea, and the first sign of all the diluted crap that's going to be filling up the Star Wars universe.
Why would they make the first standalone movie a remake of an old Japanese movie?
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, this is moronic, but this is exactly what I said was going to happen. And so I'd just like to take a moment to observe how right I was. And then reiterate that Star Wars is dead, people. You know, what you're going to be seeing now is not Star Wars. It's some weird remade version of Star Wars, but it's not Star Wars. This is crap.
Wow.
So I'm not happy.
You'll see it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Just as a little tease, I'm not saying anything about George Lucas, but our next episode, why don't you tell them what it's going to be called? We haven't nailed down the exact title yet. But
the title that I came up with was Top 5 Sci-Fi Geniuses Gone Bad, a.k.a. Hi, George Lucas.
So, I mean, he might make our list. But another top five.
Well, a little preview of mine. Left him off my list.
Oh, because it was too obvious?
It was too easy.
Okay.
It was too easy.
Okay, well, let's talk about that in the next episode. All right, you can take the next news item.
I can news you.
Yeah, news me. News me up.
News me up. I don't think I have his last name written correctly, but Glenn Mazzara, who is the showrunner of Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have his last name.
Didn't he leave?
Right.
I thought...
Yeah, he just left.
Yeah.
And there's a rumor that it is because Robert Kirkman kicked him out.
And he wants to be the showrunner, you think?
Right. I don't know. No, I don't think so. But he was unhappy with his creative direction.
That's weird because season three, I heard, was way better than season two.
Oh, yeah. So far, it's been a lot better.
Oh, I guess it's still in the middle. I am obviously behind.
Have you watched the pilot yet?
Yeah, I watched just the first episode.
Okay.
And maybe some of the seconds. I think the last episode that I saw, they were kind of like holed up in the store. And there's tons of zombie in the streets.
Yeah.
Something with a horse?
Yeah.
They ate a horse.
Probably.
The zombies eat a horse?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first season and a half are pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Glenn M., since I don't want
to... Oh, so you're glad that Frank Darabont left.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing a terrible job.
Wow.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
And then Glenn took over, and it got better, and it's been getting... I mean, it's still not a great show.
Governor, is he on yet?
Yeah, yeah. Governor season 3.
Is he as evil as he is in the book?
He's toned down a little bit.
It has to be.
He has
so
to be.
So bad.
Yeah.
This is zombie-related, but not on my news items. Have you heard of the movie Warm Bodies?
Yes. It's supposed to be funny.
Yeah. It looks crazy. It's about a zombie who sees a live girl, falls in love with her instantly, and his heart starts beating again, and he starts to turn not into a zombie.
Oh, it could be a good movie.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, coming out soon.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else about Walking Dead? Do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's always a good sign when your second showrunner in three seasons leaves.
Mm-hmm.
The show is okay. It's never been great. And at this rate, it's never going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Enjoy it for what it is, but it's not particularly good.
I didn't read the article, but I heard that Walking Dead almost went to NBC. Did you happen to see that article?
No, but that would have been...
I know. How could they have even done it? They
Just like cut away from every zombie kill.
Yeah. I'll see if I can find that maybe before the end of this episode. Under the Dome, a book by Stephen King that you
terrible
read.
Terrible book.
Without spoiling me, can you tell me... Oh, by the way, finished the book JFK, 11/22/63.
Did you enjoy it?
Technically audiobook, but still. Yeah, pretty good. Four out of five stars.
Okay.
So... Without spoiling Under the Dome, why didn't you like it?
It was far too long. It was very boring. None of the characters were engaging, and it was quite preachy.
Preachy, and what was his soapbox?
It was basically the entire thing's meant to be a metaphor for the war on terror.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's two characters who are quite obviously Bush and Cheney, who one of them... You can imagine is a complete idiot in the book, and the other one is the embodiment of evil. And he doesn't exactly handle... I mean, there's ways to do political analogy well.
Yeah.
This was not it.
I heard that he wrote the outline for this book, though, years ago, like long before Bush and Cheney.
It was an adaptation of something he had started to write a long time ago, but then he basically started over with it. So it was
terrible. You aware that they're making a TV show of this for CBS?
Yeah.
It was originally Showtime, then they dropped it or something, and CBS, which owns Showtime, is now picking it up for a summer series, 13 episodes.
I'm not excited.
In fact, we're going to see promos as early as Super Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's happening.
Did you watch any of the football over the weekend?
I did.
Watching a little more football lately.
Yeah. Do you know the behind the scenes on that?
Is it because your girlfriend likes football?
Yeah. So,
there you go.
Turns out that my girlfriend has been a longtime football fan, whereas I watched it a little bit here and there when I was a kid, but never really stuck with it. So I've been watching a lot with her, and she's from South Dakota. So she didn't have a football team. So she was able as a child to pick whatever team she wanted. So the Seahawks were her team.
Oh.
So I've been rooting along with the Vikings and also with the Seahawks, because she's also a Vikings fan.
Yeah.
And
sad weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
They almost made it.
I know. This weekend was so hard. I thought the Seahawks were going to take it, but they didn't. So
they did not.
That was a bummer.
Yeah.
What made you ask that about? Oh, because of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you brought up the Super Bowl.
So, since we're talking about NFL anyways, I don't care about any of the teams left, essentially.
Yeah, my prediction, it will be 49ers, Patriots in the Super Bowl. Patriots will win.
I would hate it if the Patriots win.
Why?
I hate the Patriots.
Why?
There's a list of teams I really like and a list of teams I really don't like.
I like the Patriots. Yeah. Who's on your list of teams you really like?
Vikings?
Yes.
Colts?
Yeah.
Broncos?
Yeah.
Seahawks?
Yeah.
Giants?
Yeah.
And then don't like, I would say I don't like the Cowboys.
Yeah, they're bad.
Don't like the Patriots.
I like the Patriots.
Who else don't I?
Green Bay Packers.
Well, this is kind of interesting. I used to not like the Packers because as a Vikings fan, we're not allowed to like the Packers.
Oh,
but,
and they're inbred and a bunch of
mentally ill
individuals.
But I visited Lambeau Field last year when I was at work, and I kind of did a tour and saw their Hall of Fame, and it made me appreciate them a little bit more. So I can't hate them, but I would never root for them over my team.
Even though, you know, they won't accept any players who aren't completely inbred on their team. You know, that's a team policy.
I don't know if that's actually true.
It is. It's 100% true.
Did you get that off Wikipedia?
No.
Okay.
It's just you can tell by looking at him.
I think Aaron Rodgers is a Christian. He might be listening.
Yeah, no, Christian. Inbred people can be Christians.
Would you want Aaron Rodgers to be a guest on the Sci-Fi Christian?
No. No, absolutely not. Not unless he became a Viking first.
Are you serious? You wouldn't let a famous NFL player?
I'd be too rude.
You would not. You would be nice to him.
Yeah. No, I would not.
All right. I'm going to get Aaron Rodgers on the show.
Okay. I have a joke for him. You want to hear the joke?
Yeah, but don't forget, we do have Packers fans listening.
Yeah, I know. how can you tell that somebody is a Packers fan?
I don't know.
Their family tree looks like a telephone pole.
That is so mean. good work.
That's a pretty awesome joke.
Wow, you hate the Packers.
I do.
I remember...
I hate the Packers more than I like the Vikings.
I remember that during the Life Report era...
Yeah.
We once posted you lost a bet of some sort, and you had to get a picture taken in a Packers shirt.
Yeah, that was not a good time.
And then it got posted to the internet, and so I reposted it to the Life Report Facebook page.
And I deleted it instantly.
I think you actually, we don't really get mad at each other, but I think you might have actually been mad at me that day.
Well, yes, but it was unreasonable, but
yeah.
I have unreasonable hatred for
But I still have that picture.
Oh,
I saved the copy.
Yeah, Annie and I were watching the Packers game this week, and I just was swearing at the TV the whole time because I hate them so much.
Mm-hmm. So
I was happy swearing, though, because they were losing.
Let's talk about who's left. Ravens, 49ers, Patriots, and
Atlanta.
So of those, I probably would go with the 49ers as my team to win. Who are you picking?
Oh, well, I like the 49ers, but...
You have Patriots, right?
Patriots, but I'm going to pull for the Patriots, too. Stand by my prediction.
Okay, I'm pulling for the 49ers.
All right.
I think my secondary team would be the Ravens.
Yeah, see, I like the Steelers a lot, and the Ravens are in the same division, mm-hmm. so now I got to cheer against them.
Okay, good. Well, we were talking about Under the Dome.
I've kind of been looking at the teams that Corey is rooting for on Facebook and just cheering against them.
Oh, Kobe.
Yeah, that guy. Okay. Gosh, I'm so forgetful of his name.
Okay, so it looks like...
Under the Dome.
Brian K. Vaughn is going to be involved in this Why do you not like him? He wrote Why the Last Man.
That's terrible.
You didn't like Why the Last Man?
I hated it.
You didn't even finish it.
I didn't even finish it.
Do you know that... This is a side news item, but they are going to go forward with the motion picture of Why the Last Man.
Yeah.
And the guy that's doing it is like brand new. The only thing he's known for is making a short film about Portal.
That way it can suck just as bad as the graphic novel series did. But that short film about Portal is awesome.
So do you think this guy will be any good?
We'll see.
I think his name is like Dan, I don't know, Trachtenberg or something.
We'll go with it.
So, yeah, so I guess we've talked about Under the Dome, and as a side note, Why the Last Man will be made into a movie sometime soonish.
Yeah.
Jack Bender's producing and directing... the series, they're calling it
Jack Bender of Lost fame.
Yeah, Brian K. Vaughan was not Lost too.
Yeah, I know.
So they're saying this is going to be a big summer event that will go straight from script to 13 episodes.
Wait, is that Under the Dome or Why the Last Man?
Sorry, Under the Dome.
Okay,
yeah, so back to Under the Dome.
Wait, is Jack Bender doing the Dome?
No, sorry.
Okay. I'm confused.
Let's just do it. Under the Dome. Here's who's involved: Brian K. Vaughan, Jack Bender. It looks like Steven Spielberg may be involved in some executive producing role.
That's because he executive produces like 90% of the things made.
Yeah. So I don't have anything else other than it's happening this summer. Watch for the commercials during the Super Bowl.
All right.
Your turn.
Jurassic Park 4 is coming out in 18 months.
Yes. And you are what? How do you feel about that?
Oh, I wish they'd stop making stuff. You know, there's no reason to dilute the waters.
Well, they can make it 3D.
It's peeing in the pool. That's what these projects are.
June 13th, 2014, Jurassic Park 4. It's happening.
Yeah. Guess who's producing? Steven Spielberg.
That's correct. Well, that was an obvious one. He directed all three, right?
He did not. He directed the first two.
Okay, I believe you.
Yeah.
Anything else about that?
Nope.
Well, I guess if we're... I
have one more news item.
Do you have one more?
I only have one more.
Oh, well then, let's take a break and go to a segment that... I mean, fans have been crying out, please bring this back. And so, without further ado,
it's the Stanley Quote of the Week.
Bing! All right, so this is going to be Stanley. And this is actually a shout-out to our friends at the Sci-Fi Diner, because Stanley has a little something to say about diners. Here we go.
Stan's Brands.
Did you ever stop to think that cheap restaurants, that is where the prices are cheap, are more customer-friendly than expensive ones? Anything you want, it's there. You go to an expensive restaurant. Oh, waiter, could I have a slab of butter, please? Oh, thank you very much. It's a whole different thing. You go to a diner, it's all there waiting for you. I want to tell you something. Rich people, I feel sorry for them. You know, in a so-called cheap restaurant... You get ketchup, you get mayo, you have a pot of coffee, you have pickles there, you have jam for your toast, you have everything you need. Not in an expensive restaurant, oh no. The tables are pristine and clean, and everything you want you gotta ask for, if you can catch the waiter's eye. No, that's not for me, boy. Give me a dive of a restaurant anytime.
Wow. Yeah.
It's the Stanley Quote of the Week.
That was crazy.
He's getting old and really angry. I found that Quote of the Week classified under Stan's Rants.
Yeah.
So there he is. Talk about diners. So check out, if you like Sci-Fi Christian, you probably would like Sci-Fi Diner podcast.
Are we kind of like the fancy version of the Sci-Fi Diner?
We're like for the rich people?
Yeah.
I like how you want to offend everybody.
Well, you know, we did feud with them.
That's true. Yeah. But we made up.
Did we?
Yeah. You ended up liking Star Trek. And...
Oh, I like the... No, I did not like Star Trek. Oh. I like the J.J. Abrams Star Trek. But then I tried to watch Next Generation and got halfway through the first episode and thought it was the worst thing I'd ever seen.
I feel like we're on a huge roll with bringing back this nostalgic oldness.
Oh, yeah.
So let's do this.
Take that, science.
You have a thing you want to talk about.
Well, it's going to start with a little rant. Our government does many, many useless things. But one of the most pointless things the government has started to do recently is they have set up a petition website. Are you familiar with this,
Matt? I mean, I am only because of this article.
Okay, so the basic idea is that you can start a petition about anything, and if it gets at least 25,000 responses...
They have to respond.
They have to respond. And this is completely idiotic. I don't think anybody actually uses this for anything worthwhile. After the election, a bunch of states put up that they were going to try and secede, and that was stupid. And then more recently, people have been trying to deport Piers Morgan.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so that's stupid, too. And so all this idiotic stuff, you know, it's a waste of time and money. But as long as it's there, we might as well use it to our amusement. And that is what some forward-thinking geeks did, who petitioned the White House to build a Death Star.
Yes. And it's high time that the United States took our homeland security into our own hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, of course, this got well over the 25,000 signatories needed. And this week, the White House responded.
Let's hear it.
All right. Should I just go ahead and read it?
Yeah, just read it.
The title is, "This Isn't the Petition Response You're Looking For." The administration shares your desire for job creation and a strong national defense, but a Death Star isn't on the horizon. Here are a few reasons. The construction of the Death Star has been estimated to cost more than 850, and that's followed by a lot of zeros. I have no idea what number that is.
I mean, it's bigger than trillion. It's got to be like gajillion.
Well, let's see. Hundreds, thousands. Millions, billions, trillions, quadrillions. So $850 quadrillion. Well, I think the Obama administration would just run up the debt a little more. They're good at that. We're working hard to reduce the deficit, not expand it. The administration does not support blowing up planets.
That's a good point.
why would we spend countless taxpayer dollars on a Death Star with a fundamental flaw that can be exploited by a one-man starship?
That's a really good point.
Yeah, twice.
Twice.
Yeah, you got to wonder about those Imperial engineers. You know, the second time around.
First time, shame on me. First time, shame on you.
Second time, shame on me. Yeah, Emperor had that coming.
Yeah.
However, look carefully and you'll notice something already floating in the sky. That's no moon. It's a space station. Yes, we already have a giant football field international space station in orbit around the Earth that's helping us learn how humans can live there and thrive in space for long durations. But that is no Death Star. That's just weak.
Basically a resort in space.
Exactly. The space station has 6 astronauts, American, Russian, and Canadian. Wait, Canada has astronauts?
No. That's not true.
That's a complete lie.
This whole thing is a joke.
Canada barely has cars living in it right now, conducting research, learning how to live and work in space over long periods of time, routinely welcoming visiting space... What's that about?
Space what?
Spacecraft. What visiting spacecraft are floating around the space station?
It's not like an aircraft carrier.
Exactly. And repairing onboard garbage mashers, etc.
Oh, well, that's obviously a joke.
We've also got 2 robot science labs, one wielding a laser, roving around Mars, looking at whether life ever existed on the red planet. I don't know if you want me to keep reading. This is quite long.
Read what you feel like was good.
I didn't read the whole thing.
Oh.
So I'm finding out along with everyone else.
Here's the end of it. If you do pursue a career in a science, technology, engineering, or math-related field, the Force will be with us. Remember, the Death Star's power to destroy a planet or even a whole star system is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
That's right. Wow, Ben Avery has been commenting on our Facebook statuses a lot.
Are you responding to this live? Why? What happened?
Well, I think because he's made it his goal to bombard us with comments.
Do you think
he
wants to be on the Sci-Fi Christian?
Yeah, I think we have a B squad. There's no reason we couldn't have a C squad.
Should we have a C squad and call them Strangers and Aliens Podcast?
I like that.
All right. That's what it is.
What would that make the Sci-Fi Diner? D for Diner.
D for Diner.
The D squad.
All right, perfect. So, we got it. But again, we just don't have a B squad.
We have
one A squad where everybody's happy.
Oh, are we firing the B squad then?
No.
Because if we have one A squad, then this is it.
No, I mean, we have just
I'm okay with Daniel being on the show.
We're all one squad. You, Cody, Daniel.
Cody, yeah, he could be on sometime too.
We're all together in this, the 4 of us. Well, one for all and all for
maybe
one.
There was only 3 Musketeers originally.
You know what's always made me mad? Every time I watch the 3 Musketeers, different. No matter what remake I'm watching, there's always 4 Musketeers and never just 3.
That's why we need to get rid of Corey.
No.
He's the fourth guy who's screwing up the count.
But why do they even call it the 3 Musketeers?
I don't know.
It should just be called the Musketeers. Then people wouldn't care about the numbering.
Well, the last guy's name was...
No, Dumas.
Yeah, I know.
Dumas.
That was a little joke. Do we have to edit that out?
I don't know. I hate editing you.
Okay, it's a historical joke, people. It's literature.
I'll think about it. That might have just... I just might leave that.
It's okay. It is his name, though. I just pronounced it funny. So I just saying a guy's name. Nothing wrong with that.
Maybe... Oh, you know what I'd love to do is find, censoring sound.
Oh, yeah.
That would save me a lot of editing time. I could just find that and put that over.
Yeah.
I want you to find that for me and email to me. Then I won't have to edit this.
Well, but it would be after the fact, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just go back and
it would be way easier to just put that over there than to cut you out and try to figure out how I can make it sound perfect. And now we're having this whole long conversation and people will like this.
That would be fantastic. Then I could swear left and right on the show.
That would be actually awesome for me.
Yeah,
it was because then we could keep because there's so many times where we have to go. Okay, go back. I think I was saying and the email says.
But you still have to find every swear.
Well,
that would be tough.
That's a good point. I have to make a note of this.
No. Just leave it in. It's a guy's name. I just said a name. That's all I did.
About 40 minutes in.
Okay.
Ish. Not really.
Wow, this is a long news show.
Well, we talked for 5 minutes recording before.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Okay, so I'm gonna go to another one of these.
Take that, science!
So, bad news.
Oh.
Good news. The bad news at first was huge asteroid heading towards Earth. We looked like we had like 30 years and then we were going to be destroyed.
Yeah, that's okay.
Good news is, turns out they were wrong. A huge asteroid was heading towards Earth. It looked like our Armageddon was going to be April 13th, 2036. But scientists are now saying they got it wrong. The world should be able to just keep on going. So,
Obama, this is why we need a Death Star.
Yeah, exactly. So
you got to blast those guys out of the air.
This asteroid is 1,060 feet wide. This is actually the second story like this. It's not the same one. You might have heard about
what about
like this.
That Texas-sized asteroid that Billy Bob Thornton told us was heading towards Earth?
Right. So you might have heard about this a couple weeks ago. There was another asteroid that was supposed to hit us in 2040. So it's like this one was 2036. There was another huge one that was 2040. The NASA official statement is, certainly 2036 is ruled out. It's why we track them, so we can be assured that way we won't get dangerously close. No, so we can be assured that they won't get dangerously close.
It's going to happen eventually.
It feels like this is definitely an asteroid buildup.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to use the analogy I was thinking of. It's inappropriate.
So
self-censoring.
So we're safe.
We took that, science.
And finally, in Take That Science, we have a great idea from a lobbyist on how we can make some money for our country.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
No.
All right. Basically, this guy named Robert Walker, he is a congressman from... Oh, no. He used to chair the House Science Committee in the mid-90s. And right now, he's a lobbyist for Wexler and Wexler Public Policies Association. This is crazy. His idea is that we should raise money by putting sponsorships on spaceships, just like NASCAR does on their cars.
Yeah.
And then, maybe they'll pay like $200 to $300 million a year, and then we could see like going up in space Pepsi or like the stickers of like
Sci-Fi Christian.
The Sci-Fi Christian, for example, if we had
donate
that
people.
Donate now. So here's an exact quote from him. The sponsorships there for pay for operations costing $200 to $300 million a year. That's enough for a whole space flight, Walker told the committee. When the GoDaddy rover is transversing Martian terrain, we will be more solidly on our way to fulfilling our destiny in the stars.
That's a brilliant idea.
Okay, go on.
I mean, I kind of hate the entire idea of advertising in a sense, because it is a bit of brainwashing and quite a bit of dishonesty. But as long as it exists out there in our culture, you know, and we have free speech and all that, so people have the right to advertise, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Take that, science.
So we actually just helped them.
Yeah.
So Sci-Fi Christian listeners, go to your websites today and join Robert Walker in his mission to get sponsorships in NASA.
Absolutely.
Take that, science.
Wow.
I mean, and then you could like advertise movies going up. Yeah. Can you imagine like just a giant lightsaber?
That would be cool.
Star Wars. Remaking Finding Nemo in space. Yeah. Like, that's what we're going to get into. Basically
what's happening.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll ever, since Disney owns Marvel and Disney owns Star Wars, do you think there'll ever be any sort of crossover with, like, the Avengers and Star Wars? I mean, is that where we're going?
Probably.
I could see that happening.
That's going to be terrible.
Do you think that Guardians of the Galaxy is a soft way that they can kind of move into the Star Wars universe?
Man, I don't know much about Guardians of the Galaxy, except it takes its place in space.
What if there's, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to predict it here first. Not that it's actually completely tied into the Star Wars universe, but that there's some sort of Star Wars appearance or like an Easter egg in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Like they'll go to the cantina bar.
Yeah, it's going to be, oh my gosh, this is going to be so terrible.
Okay.
The world is over.
Speaking of Marvel, Joss Whedon has done some talking about the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show.
Yeah.
Have you been keeping track of that news?
A little bit. I'm against it.
Okay, well, before... Okay. What? You're against the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show?
Yeah.
There's actually some kind of upsetting news that came out today.
Coulson's back.
This week. We knew Coulson was going to come back, so everybody's been assuming it's a prequel. They're saying no, that this happens after the battle for New York.
Of course.
So that means... It feels like... I like Coulson, but I don't want him to come back because his death was like kind of the central... Like the central heartfelt theme of the movie. He had to die to bring it all together.
So, like, the one meaningful part of the Avengers that wasn't just CGI crap.
They might undo.
Of course.
Yeah, so I'm a little upset about that. Yeah. I mean, I'll be happy to see Coulson, and I'm excited about the S.H.I.E.L.D. show. Joss Whedon's doing it just like Buffy, but...
It's not going to be just like Buffy. Well, but that's the thing. I mean, it's going to be more of, you know, witty writing, but zero depth, just like we saw in Avengers. I'm against it.
I heard what the idea is, that these are the people that are going to be kind of on the fringe of all these big... So we know all the big superhero stories, but what's going on behind the scenes? So the whole point of the show...
The B Squad.
So the whole point of the show is to kind of show that, you know, with all these big things happening, the little things also matter.
Yeah. Like Corey.
Okay.
It's a compliment, isn't it? Everybody's excited about the show.
I don't know. So let me talk about Joss Whedon and Marvel movies.
Okay.
He, as you know, he's kind of over all of them.
I'm against it.
Whedon is over all of the movies.
Yeah.
And listen to this quote from him. I read all the scripts and I give notes on everything. I look at cuts when they're ready to show me. I'll talk to directors if they want to. I try to make myself useful without being intrusive. I've gotten to be a part of all of them. That's a dream for a kid like me.
Ugh. He can do so much better than this. Waste of talent. That is what this is. The ultimate waste of talent.
Joss Whedon has now confirmed that he's...
throwing his career away.
That the outline is complete for The Avengers 2. And he said that the whole script should be finished in a couple months. You'll like this, I think. Let me read this quote from him.
We'll see.
This is his idea for The Avengers. Don't go bigger, go deeper. All of these people have met, so that's out of the way. Now you can spend your time just digging in. And by digging in, I mean with a scalpel to cause pain.
Well... yes, but they couldn't go any shallower than the Avengers was. So, hooray, we're going to go deeper. I hope so, but I'm not optimistic after what I saw.
Oh my gosh, I just realized today is the 14th. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is January 15th. And they're going to start filming a week from tomorrow. The S.H.I.E.L.D., not Avengers, sorry.
Oh, okay.
S.H.I.E.L.D., the TV show, starts filming a week from tomorrow.
Hooray.
So, yeah, I'm actually excited for it. It'll be good. You'll like it.
I'm against it.
But you'll like it.
Hey, but I'm still against. I can be against things I like.
This is not a sci-fi show. Yeah. Do you ever watch Community?
No.
I love it so much. And just as a public service announcement, it comes back February 7th. Sorry, 7th, not 17th. Yeah. February 7th. Check it out. Season 4.
Yeah, we've been watching Downton Abbey.
Oh, you know what? I want to watch it. I heard it's good.
I feel very ashamed for liking it.
Don't be ashamed. Tons of people like it.
I know, but it's like... it's not a very masculine show, but it's pretty awesome. So check out Downton Abbey and feel the shame.
No, I'm planning to watch it soon.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try to watch a few episodes before next week and we can do a Downton Abbey review.
Oh, I don't think we can. we just black out our faces on the video.
That would be kind of a funny idea.
Downton Abbey, we're so ashamed.
Yeah. Or like just wear masks. Like, we're sci-fi nerds.
Ooh, we could dress up as the B Squad.
No. I think we might have something here. Dress up. Like, obviously, people are going to know who we are because we're released through the Sci-Fi Christian feed.
Yeah.
But we'll wear masks and we'll say the reason we're wearing masks is because we like this, but we don't want people to know who we are.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I have a lot of shame.
Can I just go off the record here real quick?
Yeah.
I mean, off the agenda?
It's getting recorded, but...
I mean, it's on the record, but off our agenda.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been playing this new... it's not a board game, but it's a game called Pass the Popcorn. Have you heard of Pass the Popcorn? It's a movie.
That sounds like something that you invented.
It's a movie trivia game. I didn't invent it.
I've not played Pass the Popcorn.
And so I've played it a couple different times recently, and I've dominated other people. Like, my movie knowledge is pretty extensive of just, like, random facts, and I can figure out the movies pretty easily.
Yeah.
And so Dez, who we were talking about earlier, my girlfriend, was saying, good job on your winning. And I said to her... I'm not proud of being good at knowing these random facts about movies spanning the last 50 years.
I want to play Pass the Popcorn sometime.
All right. And so what I started thinking is I would rather be really educated in more Bible stuff. Like you and I both already have our MATS. That's Masters of Arts in Theological Studies out there. Ben's continuing on getting his MDiv. So we already have a pretty good foundation, but I want to know all the ins and outs. So I started thinking maybe I should try to find... some sort of podcast that's like Bible trivia. Because right now I listen to this podcast called Stuff You Missed in History Class.
Yeah.
And it's by HowStuffWorks.com. So they will do like 10 to 15 minute episodes about something in history that maybe you've heard about, but they kind of dive deeper, do a little research, that kind of thing. So I thought maybe there's a Bible one like this. And there's not.
Are we going to start it?
Well, what about this? I have this idea that maybe we start our own Bible trivia podcast. And the cool thing about it is then as I have to prepare the show for the listeners, I'll be learning along the way.
Yeah.
So I think the only way I could do this is maybe actually buy a Bible trivia board game and use them as kind of a jumping off point to get some ideas on things that are lesser known but that are in there.
Yeah.
I don't know what I call it. Like, so far all I have is Bible trivia podcast because I like self-explanatory titles because they'll be found easier. For example, The Sci-Fi Christian. Like, the title says exactly what it is. Whereas Strangers and Aliens, you're like, WTF.
Well, that's why we're doing them a favor, really.
Yeah.
C-Squad.
Check out StrangersandAliens.com.
C-Squad.
So I'm thinking I might just go with Bible trivia podcast. And then I don't know if I'll have, like, one host or multiple hosts. I mean,
right?
Different squads of all sorts. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you could.
What do you think about this idea? Give me your right here live. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd love to be on it.
Well, I just had the idea yesterday.
Oh, it's a good idea.
So actually, I should, just like we've always told the origins of the Sci-Fi Christian, let me tell you exactly where I was.
Okay.
So was at church with Des. We're waiting for the actual sermon to start. So I got a little distracted during worship. Nothing nothing too serious. But
you're not a big worship
actually,
fan.
No, you know, I think it was during announcements. But either way, it was okay. Pre-sermon.
Yeah.
At church, sitting there. And I just started thinking about how I just want to know more. What can I listen to? And then I thought, wait, instead of... I hadn't even checked iTunes yet to see if they had podcasts there. I thought, what if I just make my own? When I did go home, I found out they're really... I searched Bible trivia. That's it. Nothing. Zero things. Well, I got some results, but they were like church podcast that must have said something about, like, they must have had Bible trivia in their maybe description or something, but there was no podcast about Bible trivia.
Yes. No, we're not going to remake the Life Report.
No, this isn't going to be. No, the Life Report is dead.
And this is not the history of Christianity.
No, this is like, we'll pick one topic.
Okay.
10 minutes. It's not like,
yeah, short show,
like super short. Like, we just want to give people. I want it to be a ministry. I want to educate people.
I think it's brilliant.
I kind of want to go all out and just make it a whole new thing, like not have it in the Sci-Fi Christian feed. Like,
yeah.
Buy a new website, even though just last week we were talking about how it sucks to pay for all that stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe get Brandon Gibbs, maybe pay Brandon Gibbs to make me a new website.
Yeah.
Because he made this one for free, so I think I owe him. So,
that's a good idea.
So
I'm a fan. I would like to apply for the A Squad.
All right. I'll put your name down. So Bible Trivia Podcast. Listeners, if you can think of a better name than that, I kind of like this name because it's self-explanatory.
Catholic Trivia.
No.
With Matt Henderson.
But if you can think of some other names out there, I'm willing to listen, but just so you know.
Oh, can we bring back the Rebel Underground?
Because
then we'll have... I mean, so this is a little history for people.
Yeah,
this is turning into a long tangent show, but it's okay. It's good. Back in the day when we had multiple podcasts, we had like this name,
a network.
We had an umbrella network called the Rebel Underground that all of our podcasts were going
and
to be
by all
of.
He means two.
Well, we had plans for others.
Oh, you were going to do your podcast for men.
Yeah.
And it never happened. Talk about that. You were really into men's ministry for a while.
I did a year.
You're
long,
still really into men, aren't you?
Love them. Sweaty bodies.
Do you remember what I thought? Before you say it, is this bad for the show?
Blondine's kids
just,
should turn their ears
just for
away
a second,
for 30
just for
seconds.
30 seconds. This is not super bad, but I had suggested to Ben when he was trying to come up with a name for his new men's
I eventually called it Men's Group because that was about as creative as I got.
Yeah, he was looking for names for his new men's ministry. And so, and it was going to be about guys working with guys to try to help grow closer to the Lord and become more, you know, manly, masculine in a godly way.
Yeah.
So I had this great idea for man-on-man ministries.
Get behind it.
Get behind it.
That was your motto. Did you forget about that part? That was the best part.
I totally forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Blondine kids, you can come back now.
That's bad.
This could be the first episode of the explicit Sci-Fi Christian.
How bad is that? Do I need to edit that
out? You're fine.
I'm sweating. I laughed so hard.
I think when people
think
start complaining.
I got uncomfortable with that last part. I forgot that was the
that was the motto.
But, I mean, it is... To be fair, it is good to get behind men and really support them
absolutely.
In a mentoring role.
I spend a lot of time getting behind men. Let's move on. Bible history. Not history. The Bible Trivia Podcast with Matt Anderson and Ben DiBono will be coming soon.
I don't think I'll have a with. I think I'll just have it be Bible Trivia Podcast.
Okay. I liked when you did
The Lost Report.
Because we are becoming household names in some households.
I think we just got kicked out of Blondine's household.
No, not if they followed our instructions. We gave a warning. And I said 30 seconds. That was enough to cover the time.
Oh, my gosh. That was...
It's your own fault.
That's maybe the worst thing I allowed to stay on the show.
Yeah.
What's been getting worse? You've been a bad influence since you became Catholic. It's way worse than it used to be. We used to be such a family-friendly show. People would use it. Remember Talon used to use us for homeschool assignments?
He still could.
I don't think he... Did he graduate? How old is he?
I don't know.
I haven't heard 28. From him.
28.
That's not true. Just like 2 years ago, they used... I don't know if people know this, but that family used a Sci-Fi Christian as a class.
Yeah.
Which is probably not appropriate. I mean, not inappropriate, but they might as well just study Wikipedia for an hour.
He stopped sending us his essays.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, that's what we do. We study Wikipedia for an hour and record. Do you have any more news?
I don't know. I mean, I've got some stuff here. I feel like we went on and on. I do. All right.
I have Batman. Can you hit the Batman music for me?
No, I don't have it on here. Remember?
Oh, no.
We don't have, you do. Okay, let me just hit some quick points. I like movie release dates, just so people know. The Wolverine, which is the sequel, coming out July 26th of this year. Iron Man 3 coming out May 3rd. Man of Steel, July 14th. ABC is right now considering doing... They might take on the live-action Star Wars. It's still really distant, so I even feel weird picking it or even talking about it. But apparently, this idea that's been floating around for a while, it's almost certainly going to land at ABC if it happens.
Yeah.
I got another one. Continuum. Have you heard of this Canadian... Oh, speaking of Canada, like earlier...
What?
There's a TV show, a sci-fi show called Continuum.
I think the U.S. just does things, and they have like a deal with Canada that Canada gets to put their name on it so they don't feel so bad.
That actually makes the most sense because
yeah,
they released
really does.
Seasons 1 and 2 in Canada and never came to America. And so now the sci-fi channel, finally has the rights, and so they're releasing seasons 1 and 2 concurrently.
Oh, yeah.
That means in a row.
I know.
I'm telling the listeners.
Ooh, a little the vocab quiz.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, we are... The homeschool sci-fi Christian.
So, Rachel Nichols, I think that's her name, Rachel Nichols. She is the star of Continuum. She's been in such things as Star Trek in a minor role. She was in Alias during the last season. She's been in Criminal Minds. And here is what the show's about. You might like this. Kira Cameron, a dedicated cop in the year 2077, who is inadvertently swept back in time to 2012, has to find a group of terrorists who escaped education by traveling into the past. While Kira desperately wants to get back to her husband and son in the future, she joins forces with a teen tech genius and infiltrates the local police department. With her new partner in future technology, Kira is determined to take down the terrorists before her future is changed forever. The Canadian series also stars... Oh, okay, I'm not going to read that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, it could be okay.
I think it sounds kind of interesting.
Can I share my last piece of Batman news?
Rachel Nichols says, I swear, I dare anybody... Wait, 1 second. Bye, Ryan Strelo. Okay.
Goodbye.
Have fun at Bible study.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was our patron, Ryan Strelo of Ryan Strelo Studio.
The star of the show says, I swear, I dare anybody to start watching it and not get hooked. I really do. I got hooked myself.
Ooh,
I read that quote
like
and I was like, you're on the show. Of course you're hooked. You're contractually obligated to watch to be a part of every episode.
If I got an enormous check in the mail after every episode I watched, I would get hooked as well.
Exactly.
Guaranteed.
Exactly. Okay, I'm ready for your whatever you... I have a great ending story. So I want you to talk about everything, and then I have a great ending story.
To the Batmobile.
Let's go.
We got to get the song clip back because this is really lame. Batman. A little bit of reboot speculation. There is a rumor floating around that Warner Brothers is they want the reboot to be set in Batman's second year on the job.
Okay.
And the rumor is that it will be based on the Arkham City video game. Yes.
Interesting.
Which could be kind of awesome because those are some pretty good shows. Very, very good plot lines in the video game. So speculation has been fueled by the fact that Warner Brothers just registered a ton of Batman Arkham-related URLs. But most likely it would seem that would be for a third Arkham game, not for a movie. But still. The rumor's out there. We shall see.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Good. I know we're kind of running along here. Do you mind if I just run through some more of these quick things?
Go for it.
Sci-Fi Channel has a new show coming out, Defiance. Did we talk about this on the air? The one that's like half video game, half real?
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
No, no. We actually go to sci-fichristian.com because we have a whole feature on this.
Do we?
Yeah, Max put something together.
Now that I'm back in action, as it were, I'm going to pay more attention to what's going on the website.
Yeah, so April 15th is when the show premieres. Two-hour premiere. Like we said, it is a combination between television and an online, massively multiplayer online game. And there's going to be connections both ways. So the show influences the game, but the gameplay somehow influences the writing of the show.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I don't know how it's even going to... I don't know how it's possible to have the game influence the show when you have like an MMO...
I hate MMOs.
Yeah, or not P, this, MMOG.
MMORPG?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, maybe. Yeah.
This is really depressing to me. I was watching football last night, and there was an advertisement for a Hawaii 5-0 episode coming up.
Okay.
And the gimmick that they were promoting was that during the episode, you could vote for which ending you wanted. They had three different endings people could vote for.
Okay.
That is so stupid.
Because it takes away from the storytelling?
Well, yeah. There's no real intentionality to the storytelling. Then it's just a gimmick. And this is the same thing. I'm against it.
All right. Next point. This is not sci-fi. So I remember you in the past have hated me bringing things up like this. But Brad Pitt may be playing Pontius Pilate in a new movie.
Oh.
As you may know, this is the guy that sentenced Jesus to death.
Right.
During a little something called The Passion.
Yeah. Wow.
Michael Bay has confirmed.
Oh, no.
Once and for all.
Oh, I thought that was going to be the Pontius Pilate movie.
No.
Michael Bay directing it. It's like, oh, no.
That would be awesome.
That'd be the worst movie of all time.
Explosions everywhere. The earthquake.
Jesus strikes back.
That would be awesome.
Like, it could be like a what if scenario. You know, Jesus says, I could call down angels and rescue me. What if he did?
I love that the end of Passion really does seem like the setup for a sequel where Jesus gets his revenge because he gets up and walks away. It's like, oh, snap.
Picks up an AK-47.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, Michael Bay has confirmed that the new Transformers movie, guess what? Not just one. It's a new trilogy.
Oh, gosh.
A new trilogy starring Mark Wahlberg.
I'm done.
Okay.
Just... I retire from everything. That's the worst news in the world.
I like the Muppets.
Yeah, I love the Muppets.
Ricky Gervais.
I know.
And Tina Fey now is the co-star. No, she's awesome.
She's not awesome.
So that's the news. I just wanted to tell you that casting is official.
I love Ricky Gervais.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome.
Thor 3. Yeah. No, sorry, 2. Thor 2 coming out this year?
Yeah. Against it.
And did you know Sif, the girl that plays Sif...
Natalie Portman?
No, that's his girlfriend. Jamie Alexander. She is the, like... warrior girl in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
She got seriously injured on the set. Do you know about this? They just released more details about how bad it was.
No.
Okay. I herniated... Okay, so she fell or something. I don't know. I herniated a disc in my thoracic spine. I dislocated my left shoulder. I tore my right rhomboid and chipped 11 of my vertebrae. I slipped and fell down something very high and I hurt myself pretty badly and it scared me. I knew that I couldn't get off the ground. I was like, I'm in big trouble. That's her quote. So she sounds like she almost died filming Thor.
Yeah, that's why I'm against it, among other reasons.
Good.
Thor, not good for your health.
Okay, I have, I think, two more.
Holy crap, you've been collecting news, my friend.
I spent a good portion of my preparation time working on that. So, as you know, Justice League is in the works, but... there is like a dark mirrored version of the Justice League. In the comics, it's actually called Justice League Dark. But they're making a movie, possibly. Yeah. But you like the director, Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
And they're looking at calling this Dark Universe. Here is the cast. Sorry. Yep, a few months ago, I'm just reading this. Del Toro said he was going to be developing this movie. At first, it was going to be called Heaven Sent. Now they've changed it to, like I said, Dark Universe. The cast of it will be... just Swamp Thing, the Phantom Stranger, John Constantine, Dead Man, Zatanna, and the Spectre. Thoughts?
Well, I like John Constantine. He's a good guy.
Is it Constantine?
No, it's Constantine, like the Emperor.
Okay. Looks like they might have the demon Etragon also.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, get one. How would you
like about Del Toro doing a dark Justice League movie.
I'm more interested in that than the real Justice League movie.
They want to do universe building, so this exists in the same universe.
No.
Just like Marvel.
No more of that.
They're doing it.
I'm against it.
No, they're doing it.
Well, they can do it. I can be against it.
For a long time.
Unfortunately, those two are not mutually exclusive.
When we first started the Sci-Fi Christian, we covered that Del Toro was going to be doing like a Hulk TV show.
Yeah.
He's pretty angry because apparently whoever was behind that, I think ABC, has basically... He said they're on radio silence. He hasn't heard a thing about it in months, if not years. So I'm pretty sure. I don't think that's going to be happening.
No. He's got Pacific Rim coming out, though.
What is that about?
I don't think there looks... It doesn't look like there's much of a plot. It looks like it's basically monsters and robots hitting each other.
Okay. Did I say I had two more stories?
Yeah.
Because I now have two more stories.
Oh, my gosh.
This is for real, though.
Okay.
The first one is one that you'll agree with. I think you even said it on our show. Benedict Cumberbatch... He's
the man.
He's super annoyed that the press is just focusing in on who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is what I was complaining about, that all this secrecy is absolute nonsense.
Yeah. He's saying, it's achingly irritating. Believe me, I'd rather talk about the role and the fantastic story and all the things JJ has come up with, and then everyone would be as excited about the film as I am. But then, of course, I think I'd be on the phone coming from JJ's office. He wants to just, like, be out with it until...
Yeah.
Is this still his quote? Yeah. Mystique is rare now, isn't it? There aren't that many enigmas in the modern world. Myself, I quite enjoyed seeing Super 8 and not knowing the story and then being mesmerized by it. But we live in the modern world, which is a place of oversaturation, and now people, especially Trekkies, want to know everything before they witness it themselves. It's strange to me. I think of it as a kid having a box of chocolates and not knowing what's good for them. They eat three, and they keep eating as they get sick, and the candy is gone.
This is what I've been saying about everything.
Yes. Keep talking.
This is why I'm against, like, Jurassic Park 4. This is why I'm against this Defiance doing things all over the place. This is why I'm against long TV seasons. And why we should just release two Sci-Fi Christian episodes a week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I went there.
Wow. Okay, so...
It's oversaturation. A bad thing for the world.
Yeah, so candy. Too much candy.
Yeah.
All right, last news item.
This is it.
The last one of the day. Oh, we should have a sound clip for last news item of the day.
Last news of the day.
Do it again.
Last news of the day.
Okay, we'll get that for later.
Awesome.
Last news item of the day. Christopher Tolkien, have you seen? Did you read his quote about what he said?
I don't think I did. But I saw that there was a quote.
This is about Peter Jackson and the Lord of the Rings movies. They eviscerated the book by making it an action movie for young people aged 15 to 25, and it seems that The Hobbit will be the same kind of film. The chasm between the beauty and seriousness of the work and what it has become has overwhelmed me. The commercialization has reduced the aesthetic and philosophical impact of the creation to nothing. There's only one solution to me, to turn my head away.
Yeah, but he isn't.
He isn't?
What do you mean? No, well, he keeps sending his lawyers. So maybe his head is turned away, but his lawyers are fixed firmly upon it. I mean, I disagree about the movies, but I understand what he's saying to a certain extent, because it has gotten so oversaturated and turned into something it wasn't. You know, we were talking about MMOs. I mean, there's a Lord of the Rings MMO out there, which is just ridiculous, and you don't need to have all this stuff.
Yeah. All right, we're good.
Well, be content. That's my message.
Ah, good news items.
Yeah.
I like it. You want to shake hands again?
Yeah, that's
I like
good. That.
So, tons of news. Maybe we'll come back and do this every week. Not next week, but...
We'll get it done next week. We'll just do a different day.
All right, sounds good. So, for now, that's all from here. I'm Anderson.
I am Bendy Bono, and we're the A-Squad.
We are
Sci-Fi Christians.
We're the Sci-Fi Christians. Signing off. You have to stop saying A-Squad and B-Squad. That's so mean to our friends.
No, I love our friends. Well, you know what? We just different levels. We were first. We get to be A.
Well, if you're saying chronologically speaking,
that's one way you could take it.
Then that would make sense chronologically that you were here first.
Yeah, I was here first. And now I'm back.